I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. In 1972, a man named Joe Carbo wrote an ad for a book he had written. Well, he hadn't really written it yet. He just wanted to see if there might be a market for it if he did write it. Orders poured in, and so Joe wrote his book. He called it The Lazy Man's Way to Riches. Now, here's the strange thing about that book. When companies like Dover Books and Cornerstone Books were selling their trade paperbacks for a dollar, Joe priced his trade paperback at $10. This was an unheard-of price for a small paperback book in 1972, but it sold over 3 million copies, and Joe's gross profit on each $10 book was probably $9.50. Even if he spent half his gross on advertising, and he probably did, he still made 15 million bucks on that little paperback. Why in the world would anyone pay 10 times the normal price for any book? Ah, glad you asked. Here's the secret. Joe convinced them they weren't buying paper and ink. They were buying ideas. Ideas that would make them rich without having to do much work. Right there on the cover, it said the ideas inside were worth over $1,000 to any reader. Joe got rich by selling the sizzle, not the steak. Now, what does this have to do with metal detecting? Well, I was reminded of the Joe Carbo way to riches when I heard that Mine Lab has a new metal detector that retails for $12,500. Yep, more than I paid for my newest car. More than I paid for my first home. I see the discounted price is just $10,000. And I wondered, how could any metal detector be worth $10,000? Are the parts that much more expensive? I can't see that. Maybe the consumer is being billed for the research costs that went into designing the detector. Or did they just set that price at that level because they could? Are they selling the sizzle instead of the steak? I looked at the specs for this machine, and they make me wonder. They say it can go up to 40% deeper than previous models. Note it doesn't say they go 40% deeper, just up to 40%. What exactly does that mean? A classic rule in advertising is, the big print giveth, the little print taketh away. In this case, the little print is actually printed in gray rather than black, making it harder to read. But I struggled through, and if I'm reading it right, here's what the small print says. The up to 40% comparison is the difference between this machine with the 14-inch Super D coil against a lesser machine with an 11-inch mono loop coil. Is this a fair comparison? Wouldn't a larger coil give more depth on any machine? They also say, and I quote, "Please be aware that the depicted results give a relative and realistic comparison for typical goldfield conditions for detecting the weight ranges of gold shown, but do not represent performance under all conditions and should not be regarded as conclusive," unquote. And, quote, "Mine Lab does not warrant or represent that the performance levels depicted will actually be achieved, as performance of detectors will vary depending upon prevailing conditions," unquote. On the other hand, if you're in gold-bearing country, this machine could pay for itself in just one outing. So my question is, do you think Mine Lab's pricing strategy here is sound? Bear in mind that their chief competitor is probably Garrett, whose most expensive gold machine sells for about 10% of what this one costs. Finally, here's a devious thought. Perhaps Mine Lab's real purpose here is to just sell more of its regular machines. Let's say you want to buy a detector that sells for $1,000. You could say to your wife, "I'd like to buy this $1,000 metal detector," and she might not like the idea. But if you say, "Dear, I'd like to buy this metal detector that sells for $12,500, or do you think I should just get this $1,000 one?" Think you've got a better chance that way? Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And if you buy my book and would like to have me sign it for you, just let me know. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.